This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. I've never actually told this story on the podcast, but
I got broken up by text last year.
So while I was packing up stuff, I found... Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between... Ellie's doing the rock chick sign.
Love it.
It's like a group chat between your best friends, girls' bathroom and night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas
and life.
Friends.
You would have been proud of me last week. I rattled
Did
out.
You?
Yeah. I even said to Leanne, I said Charlene would have been proud of me.
I still need to listen.
Don't.
I need to listen.
I don't.
No, I do.
No.
Did you have a topic or did you just talk?
No.
Just talked. Sometimes it's nice just to...
That's what I wanted. I just wanted to sit here and just talk shite for an hour on my own. Just listen to myself for an hour. Such
when
a Leo
else,
thing
else,
to do.
Yeah. When else in the world do you ever get to do that?
Yeah, sure me. But you would have been proud of me. I said that little part and I was like, oh.
Oh, I need to listen just to that at least.
Yeah, just that part. And then you can,
On this week's episode, we talked about breakups, our own breakup experiences. A little bit lighter than we've done in the past. We've usually talked about breakups and like
and
both of us cried.
People out of it, yeah.
But like we're just more talking about them as a whole.
Yes.
Specific ones we've had, maybe ones you haven't heard about yet as well from when you're younger. So we want to give you some tips and tricks as well if you want to break up with someone, if that's what you want to do. And we also have some wild listener stories and we often do our advice as well for the dilemmas. We talk about whether it's a red flag if a boy is trying to do a bit more than a kiss after being told the girl is not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the colour of this cup.
Giving red.
And also our listeners' advice. Give advice on whether a girl is going through a rough patch of her relationship for wanting to experience single life after 7 years being together since they're 14, which is really young.
Yes.
Or if the relationship is over. So enjoy this episode. I was on my bed yesterday and I just was like, I don't know, I was just existing for like 10 minutes. It was really nice.
Was it nice? It was just there.
I just was really aware of that. I was like lying on my bed. Did I ever get
lovely.
That?
Lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I could just hear the birds. I don't know if there was any birds. I'm just romanticizing it, but I just feel the sun on my face. And I was like, oh, it's really nice to be
just live in the moment.
Like, yeah, I really, oh, yeah, it was nice.
That's beautiful.
I was going to nap and then I had a call, so I couldn't nap anymore.
No. Oh.
Would have really liked a nap.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was a napper day.
Yeah. It was wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, the heat,
the night
I think.
Before, I got 4 hours sleep. And then I just, by 1 o'clock then, because I'd been up for like 7 hours, I felt like my day should be over.
Mm.
I was like, I'm so tired. It's like, but I love getting up early.
I know you do, you psychopath.
Love. No, not, I don't like the actual physical getting up part. Because I was so sweating, it's kind of easy to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because I don't
it's
want
not
to be
comfortable to be lying there.
No.
Mm.
Daniel said last night I woke up and I was like in my sleep and just sat up and he had to put me back to bed.
Taylor said I did that in Ibiza.
Really?
I woke up and like I sat up and I was like.
Yeah, and like a probably had a nightmare or something, yeah. I don't remember at all.
Or Cuiva said recently, like me and Cuiva had often fall asleep together in the bed. And Cuiva said recently I keep just going,
No, I'd fucking shit myself. You're probably singing in your sleep.
Yeah, probably. I think probably. I'm really good. And I'm like, She's like, yeah, you just keep doing this weird fucking moany thing.
What the fuck?
Don't know what I'd be thinking of.
Yeah, it's probably just like that, dreams or nightmares.
Yeah, I had a dream actually that I wrote down. I meant to send it to Zoe and Cuiva, but I...
Are they in it?
Yeah, but this is what I wrote.
Your nails are so short.
I know, girl. I'm a short girl.
I seen them, but I didn't realize how short they were. Oh my God, they're so cute.
They're going long next week.
Are they? I love.
I just like, it's like we were saying the other week. Remember you just get this sudden urge to change something about yourself? Yeah. So I went in, I was like, Kanifa, cut them down, chop them off.
Yeah.
She goes, are you sure? I was like, yeah.
That's something I cut my
hair. It's something subtle that you can change just to be like, oh, just to feel something a little bit different. But I wrote this dream. Yeah. On the 28th of May at 20 to 3 in the morning, I woke up and I said, Zoe, and then it's a euro sign. Cuiva live in big
Zoe. You meant an aunt.
Yeah. Oh, Cuiva and Zoe live in a big Zoe 101 house and boys kept hurting my leg till I passed out. Zoe pays for parking. Zoe pays for parking everywhere and goes to Penny's because it's too hot in New York.
I tell you, we're still half. And that pretty made so much sense at 3 a.m.
Yeah, when I woke up, I was like, I need to write this down because I need to explain to the girls. And I was like,
What?
They live in a big Zoe 101 house and someone kept hurting my leg.
Zoe 101 didn't even have a house. They were in a dorm.
A campus, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that in Zoe 101 they had the urinal and it was like in their room, but it was a girl's room and then they decorated it to make it look real.
Yes.
Love that show.
I really thought that that's how college was when I was younger, like Zoe 101 campus.
Just fucking chill. They never went to class once.
No, they did sweet fuck all.
They went on the JetX as well. Remember that drink? They used to drink Blix, it was called.
Is that what, how do you remember the name?
I only looked up recently. Oh, did you? I was like,
did they have the pear phones?
No, that was iCarly. Oh, I don't know.
Was it?
Was it Blix? I think it was because I looked it up. I was like, I'd love a fucking drink of that now.
What was it again? It's
like, it looks really like Gatorade brilliant. Or something. It looks like a coloured drink. It's Blix juice, so we're going to one.
Show me.
Look at it. Oh my God.
I need to see. Oh my God. Oh yeah.
In hindsight, it's the worst like fake drink ever. It looks like on Microsoft Word.
That's just, that looks terrible. Video. But it looks like a nice juicy drink.
It looks like exactly like Gatorade.
Mm. Who's that?
Who the fuck's that?
Gracie.
I think she made that up herself. I'd say people just made them at home.
Definitely. Put a sticker over a bottle or something.
Your man, it's her little brother.
Oh.
Zoe's little brother.
I don't really remember him.
He had a big mop on him. Bowl cut at the front, mullet at the back.
What was the curly headed fella's name? Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I remember him.
Aw.
Aw.
Or the Amanda show as well.
Aw. See her now recently on TikTok? Amanda Bynes.
I've seen a few bits, yeah.
Whoa.
I know. I feel so hard. Bad.
But I feel like that's like kind of a common thing for like child stars to, in later life, to like maybe they look back at what they were put through as a child and are like, oh my God.
Yeah, especially with like scandals that have come out and stuff, like 100%. I just don't think it's good to be in the limelight from like a child anyway, regardless of like any kind of abuse and stuff. Like just having that level of fame at such a young age
or having
that money and like access to. Like people kind of just want exploiting you a lot because they just think that because you're a kid, you're going to want them opportunities. Like,
you'll do anything.
Like a kid shouldn't be working long hours and all. They have to have time to be a kid.
Have you seen the Honey Boo Boo stuff even?
No.
Her mom like took all her money and stuff. Yeah. So that was all gone.
Spent it all.
Yeah. I used to love her so much. Honey Boo Boo.
Me and Boo Boo Child.
Oh, I loved her.
I loved all them shows, Toddlers and Tiara.
Yeah.
The Go-Go Juice. When I was younger, I was like, I wish I was in a pageant. Now I'm like, what the fuck? I'd fucking hate that.
To be in a pageant.
Mm-hmm. As a kid. Like.
I just think it's like, can your child really decide if they want to do that or not? At like 4 years old, 3 and 4 years old? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Are they really like,
in the mental capacity? Yeah. Like, no.
To be like, yeah, I want to do this. Now, if it works out and all, you become like, superstar.
Yeah. Even at that, did she turn out? Like,
yeah, I know.
She did, but her family went off the rails then.
Like, is it even really worth it? Like,
I think that's mad. Even when you look at like Charlie D'Amelio's family and like them now all being famous, like as in the parents and stuff. I think it's like fine when it's your siblings, but like when the parents get famous, like that irks me. I can't imagine my mom and dad have their own Instagram posts and stuff and all.
Talking on their stories and all.
Yeah, or like, but just like, yeah, I don't know. I just think that creates problems.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it?
You need to have a line of your personal life and your
work.
If they were fame like them.
Mm.
But then if your whole family's famous, like where's your personal life gone? You don't have anyone that's keeping you in any way.
I feel like I'd take nothing seriously if I was like famous. Like if I was like a D'Amelio, I'd take nothing seriously.
What
I feel like I'd just be living in a whole other like universe. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like it's really...
And they got famous so quick.
I find it really hard to, like, think of, like, celebrities doing normal things. I find it really... Like, pooing.
Yeah.
Imagine Kylie Jenner taking a shit.
And they're wiping their own ass.
What? I can't imagine it.
I know.
I feel like they're at a level of fame where, like, oh...
They don't poo.
Yeah, or like, there's just something in their stomach that's like, or like...
I know.
I just can't imagine celebrities at that level doing normal things, which is probably, which is like a really bad thing to think of, because of course they do. But then again...
Well, some of them really
Chris
don't.
Jenner was on the Ellen DeGeneres show saying, like, I haven't got... Oh no, she said she went to the grocery store a week ago. Oh no, I think it was J-Lo, actually. She says she hasn't been to the bank in years. Like, she hasn't...
Really?
Yeah, she hasn't gone to her own, like, bank in years.
I haven't went to the bank in years, have you?
Yeah, I was down there the other week.
Really? Why do you be going to the bank?
Getting cash money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm never down there.
How's it go, Kat?
I'm like J-Lo then.
Yeah.
Basically. I'm basically
J-Lo. Irish J-Lo. Never go to the bank.
I don't. There's not even a bank in my locality. It's very inconvenient for me to go to the bank. Mm. The bank is very far away.
Is it?
AB needs to get a few more banks around, yeah.
A few branches.
Yeah, the branches keep shutting down, actually, now that I think about it. I haven't seen one of them in a while.
Oh, no.
It was too local to me and they both shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't go. So now I'm J-Lo, basically.
Anyhow, we missed a whole lot of that. If you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Oh, yes.
And if you're a new listener, welcome.
Home Drink is out every Wednesday at 12. And the full video that we're looking at right now on the cameras is out Thursdays at 12 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's us.
Cool.
Yeah.
These cameras are pretty close today.
Do they?
I'm in full festival gear. I was just filming something for Pennies before.
It doesn't look festival-y. Like, I walked in, I said, summer bird, you look beautiful.
Summer, yeah, summer vibes. But I have the cowboy boots she on, so
they're fab.
More festival vibes.
Gorgeous girl.
We have to talk about
Ibiza. Oh.
We need...
No.
I said to Ellie, I was like, Ellie, people are going to be so confused. 3 weeks ago, you're on the podcast saying, I'm afraid to be forever alone. And now you're in Galway with what looks to be a male.
Now I'm married.
Now you're married.
God's sake.
Tell us.
Guys, a lot can happen in 3 weeks.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks.
A lot of amazing things can happen in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Has anyone like been guessing who it is? Anyone might know? Because it's like they can.
But I think people were kind of guessing. Not guessing. Like, I hate this whole thing.
See,
of,
how
like,
did people know?
I put up a picture in the car or something and they were slagging the brand of tracksuit or something that he was wearing. I don't know.
What tracksuit is he in?
Monterrain or something it's called.
What's wrong with Monterrain?
I don't know. No, I don't think they were slagging, but they were just like, someone said something like, oh, he's wearing a Canada Goose jacket. There's no hope for her or something. Someone else said something like, he's no tattoos. I don't even know what they were
were saying that's good.
Yeah, some people were saying like it was good, like, oh, he's no tattoos, he looks like a normal fella, like he's not. But then you had the other hand of people being like, oh, Ellie's not posting because he's not on social media, and like she's embarrassed that he's not an influencer. What?
People make up such niche lines.
Do you know what? I'm just letting everybody think whatever. But the whole thing of me not posting them is not to do with like me.
It's because it's been
three weeks. Fucking hell. But also, it's not like it's not.
But that's normal. Like,
yeah, I don't want it to be this
Instagram relationship.
Yeah, but also this like mysterious like. I know I did it last year, but that was just because I don't know why that was. But
because it wasn't, you didn't know it was gonna go.
No, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to like people see people all the time. Just if you don't see a full on future with someone,
yeah,
you're already gonna be like, hey everyone, this is exactly how my new man is.
Oh, but I'm marrying this man. Yeah, sorry, we're getting married.
Clip this part when you get married and you're ready.
I'm getting married! I got proposed to in Galway!
Everyone on the forum website, look, she has a ring. Say nothing. No, she's trying to not tell anyone.
We went to Galway. Galway is my new favourite county besides Limerick.
I need to go. I've never been.
Oh my God. The only other time I was in Galway was years ago, and it was around, I think it might have been COVID. Or maybe before COVID, and I only drove down for a few hours and drove home. I didn't stay there or anything.
Yeah.
So I was excited to go down and actually see it. I love Galway. I want to live in Galway. Galway is the cutest place ever.
Oh my God, I need to go. It's Air Square in Galway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stayed on like Air Square in the Dean.
Is it kind of like Temple Bar bars, but everywhere?
Yeah. The little lanes and all.
Oh, I'd love
and that's
that.
What I was so excited for. I just wanted like a little trad session in a little pub and like
wholesome.
A wholesome vibe.
How far
yeah.
a drive is it?
2 hours? Not bad. I thought it was more.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Across the country. Like.
That's the drive to Limerick kind of is 2 hours. Yeah. So we got down the Saturday, it was raining and also that wasn't great, but it was so cute. Went out that night to a place called Taff's.
Oh, we're seeing that in your TikTok. Yeah,
that place is a bloody bot. We left there to go around the corner. I don't know why. We went to go around the corner and go somewhere else. And we walked into somewhere else and they were playing Bruno Mars. And I was like, get me out of here. I want Irish music. Like,
yeah.
I want to go back and listen to
Grenade.
Yeah. So we went back there and I met lovely girls. Actually, I told them I'd say hello.
Oh.
I'm nearly sure their names are Aoife and Anya.
Hi, Aoife and Anya.
They were from Ballinasloe.
Aww.
And then I met another girl called Megan who was in the Dean. And they were just all lovely girls.
Oh, and someone gave you mimosas, I seen.
Yeah, in Della, it was called a restaurant. The next morning, we had breakfast in
they
there.
They look really nice.
You know when a place is good, when there's a queue out the door? Like, we had to wait 20 minutes for a table. Yeah.
Especially in Ireland. Yeah. I never see that
No.
Here.
So they were like, your mum was like, oh, it's about a 15, 20 minute wait. And I was like, it has to be good. If that people are waiting for the table,
yeah,
it has to
be
good.
Yeah.
And we went to Salt Hill the next day. And the smell of seaweed on the beach made me feel like I was 4 years old again.
Oh,
it was just so wholesome.
Really nostalgic.
Yeah. Smell of just the sea and air.
Like, and like country sea.
Yeah. Oh, so sea. Different.
It is.
So different.
It's nicer, I think.
It reminds me of being in like Kilkee when I was younger and all. I just loved it. So it was a beautiful, wholesome weekend.
Oh my God, I need to go.
Yeah, you need to go. Double date to go.
I know. And he's the 8th of me.
I know.
I've met him, guys.
Yeah, you've met him.
Lovely man.
Lovely man.
People are so funny. I can't believe
it. Oh, it's hilarious.
People are fucking quick with it, though. How do they know exactly who it is or not?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Sorry.
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh,
no.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, they were just from what I put
about
up, they were saying.
A person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
There's a lot of drama on the internet and people being weird. Just be nice, everyone.
I just don't get it.
There's a lot. TikTok is crazy. Instagram is fucking crazy. People are fucking crazy.
But like, I feel like, especially over the last few weeks, especially online, has just made, like, with anything, there's no particular thing I'm talking about, but like with anything
there's
online.
There's so much, there can't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, there can't be one particular thing.
There's so much going on.
It's really made me take a step back and look at it from the outside and just be like, there's so much bigger thing, so many more bigger things going on in the world. Like,
yes.
Like, that people get so sucked into online, these small little dramatized things that it's like, how are you making this your whole life? How are you making this one little thing? Or like, making it there, like,
people,
I just don't
people, like
get
fighting
it.
Each other on online, and like, I'm like, what? Like, it's just, and speaking of that, actually, I wanted to touch on Natasha O'Brien and what happened, like, especially when something like that happens, like, where is all people talking about stuff and all when we need people to talk
about things?
And like, when something important's going on, people are more invested in like small little
pissy dramas
rather than big things that are happening in the world. Like, she was attacked a couple years back by a soldier who was in the army. He was shouting homophobic slurs
to someone else.
Yeah, yeah, and she asked him to stop, which, like,
as you should.
Yeah, fair play to her for doing that. And he attacked her, broke her nose, left her unconscious, was only stopped when someone stopped him.
Did you hear what he Snapchatted?
Yeah, two, I can't remember exactly what it was. So.
Two to do something and two to knock her
to
out
take
or something.
Her out. Yeah.
Like, boasting about the fact of how many times he hit her.
Yeah.
What?
But that obviously went on, whatever, that's... Sorry, I won't say whatever. So that happened, and then what happened then is he got the sentencing came, and he got nothing.
Like?
For anyone who doesn't know, is this, and he got, 3 years suspended, and his job, like, the army wrote him a report of, like...
That he was a good soldier?
A reference. A good reference. What?
Like, are they taking action now too? I saw that they were...
The judge is retiring. Sayonara.
See ya.
See you later. This country, the justice in it is shocking. And what kind of example does that show for women who are scared to come forward? For men who might do the same to someone else who think, oh, well, I'll get away with it. That man didn't even, like, that... The judge in the court was basically saying, like, oh, if I sentence him now, like, he'll lose his job. If
he showed...
He's meant to be protected. I just think it's like, how is like men and stuff not seeing?
Make it make sense. Like,
make
yeah.
it make sense. Like, how did that judge think that was okay to do?
No.
And he said something to Natasha like, oh, he made it easy for you. Like, he's pleading guilty because I think they plead not guilty.
It's harder. It'll go.
But there was CCTV. So how is he gonna not plead What's not guilty? What's easy about that? What is easy about that for anyone?
What?
Honestly, it's.
But like, you hear of other little. I know, like, anything brought to court is obviously at a level that it's serious. But you hear of like. I don't know, like
a minor robbery,
petty theft.
Yeah.
Like, first thing I think of is like a fellow with a joint or something. Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's things like that, and they'd be punished over stuff like that.
100%.
Whereas something this heavy is
that's the real problem in Ireland. Like, there's so much lately with all that, and like it's like
they've no idea of. Not fairness. What's the word I'm looking for? Like how to actually punish someone. Like, it's like it goes like this. It's like a wave. Yeah. They're like, some days it can be you'll be punished, and then the other day it's like, ah, come here.
It's like craziness. And the stuff the judge was saying, it's nearly like, is this a joke? Like, is he gonna say I'm pranking you, saying he's making it easy for pleading guilty? Like, he'll lose his job. Rightly so. That man's meant to be protecting the country, being a soldier, and he's doing the opposite. Like, unprovoked. Broken nose and all, beating her unconscious. Like, what? If he hadn't been stopped, like, he could have killed her.
Literally,
like. And, just, especially when we're talking about drama online and all like that, these are the things we actually should be focused on and angry about and, like, invested in. People are invested in the wrong things.
Yeah.
Wasting their time. Like, when you look at the bigger picture of it, I think that makes me less... It makes me much more less, like, susceptible to getting sucked into drama like that.
Thinking, oh, God,
like... What are people saying about me online and all? Like, there's actually problems in the world that are fucking way bigger than forums online and drama online.
I just completely let it go off my head.
Like, I'm too old for that. Like,
no.
Enjoy. You can speak about me whatever you want. That's fine.
And I've really learned as well over the years, especially doing what we do, like, you can't change someone's narrative on you. Like, if someone has their mind made up about you and what they want to believe, let them. But it's the let them theory.
It's so freeing when you know.
Oh,
that.
It's so. It's the most amazing feeling ever to not have to try. Because I used to do it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always want to make people like me and like change their mind and like, no, that's wrong. And like,
or prove to people that I work hard. Yeah. Like,
you can't do that for the rest of your life. You can't spend the rest of your life proving to other people that their narrative on you is wrong. Let them.
But they're also not going to. If people want to think badly of it, they'll hear whatever. Like, people. I've learned is that people don't want you to be a good person.
They want to know bad things about you.
Someone said to me in school before, now he was actually ended up being my friend and stuff, but it was when I moved schools and we didn't really speak for the first few months, whatever. And then I was making friends as I was there and he was talking to me one day and we got friends, whatever. He was like, oh, I really wanted you to be a bitch. And I was like, what? I was like, but I feel like people feel like that. That was before I'd done anything online, but like about influencers or like about people they don't know or like someone they see online, like they don't want you to be, they'll find out and to make you look like a bad person.
And hone in on that one thing.
And hope that someone has something on you or some drama, or like she must do something. She must not be nice.
Yeah.
You can actually be just a nice person. I'm not perfect.
No.
But
there's
I'm
a difference.
Nice girl.
Mm.
And once you know that about yourself, then
fuck what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. Because it can't get in your head where you start to believe what
other people
say.
Oh, it can't. Like,
about yourself.
But that's what I really feel like people don't understand. And I don't know how, like, the internet's been around for so many years. I don't understand how people aren't realising now how much, like, it's easy for us to sit here and say that, okay, yeah, me and you can let people think what they want about us. We're fine with that.
Mm.
Like, we have thick skin. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is like that.
No.
People really, in 2024, they don't realise the impact of what they say and how it can affect other people. Like, not everybody has the same mindset as we do sitting here now being like,
and
let
we
them
did,
say
but
whatever
we didn't they always
No,
either.
Didn't
we
either. And I swear, and I've said it on the podcast before, I remember sitting on my bedroom floor, roaring, crying, reading shit about yourself, and nearly believing it. Like.
Yeah, and you think because one person said it, oh, everyone must think I'm like putting on weight or like I'm this and that or like I'm a bad person. I done this. I didn't do that. How do I explain to people that I didn't do that in this website? Like, you just can't win.
No, people, they really don't. See the effects of what they say online.
Yeah. And then also you can have something else going on in your life, like someone just died or like someone's sick and like people might not know that and then they're still doing like you should treat everyone like they're having the worst day of their life.
Yeah.
And yeah, people just need to be a bit more supportive. There's enough hate in the world, horrible people. The world's so fucking cruel. Like, just be nice to each other.
Like, everyone should just go to Galway and just come back so wholesome. Seriously.
You know what I mean? Go to Bali.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to have a retreat.
Like, little Ireland is so small and cute. Yeah. We should all just be like... I came back the most patriotic bird ever. It was
really?
So
just loving Ireland.
Yeah. Bought myself a green clad ring and all. My dad was like, Kelly Green, oh, I love it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Quiva was like, that looks plastic. Get that off. I like it. I don't like silver, but...
We all need to focus on what's... Let's all do a task now to get it.
Okay.
Think about what's your three values that are most important to you in life?
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. Everyone in their heads, everyone listening and watching. I nearly forgot that we're actually recording a podcast. Okay, think about them.
Yeah.
Now, now spend the next week focusing on them. Nothing else. All the rest is noise. Doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. Focus on them three things. And that is what you should be putting your time into. Not petty drama. Not hating on people. Not being bitter. Just be nice.
Yeah.
I feel much better.
Yeah. Who's that?
Amen.
That was lovely. Well done, Bert.
Yeah. What were we even talking about there?
I don't know.
Anyway, I've got what you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in Ibiza.
Yeah, how'd you get on?
Lovely.
You're such an Ibiza bird.
I love it. 3 times in 1 month.
Ah, yeah.
I've nothing else booked the rest of the summer.
We need to go away.
We're going to go to Ibiza.
Who?
Me, you, Jasmine and Holly.
When?
August after you're back.
Okay.
When are you back the 3rd?
Yep.
Friend, we'll go the 4th or something. Well, that's your birthday day.
5th? And it's a bank holiday.
What day of the week is that?
The Sunday.
Sorry, everyone. Summer plans.
It's a bank holiday.
Oh, you want to be there for Sunday?
No. I'd be doing something at home because it's my birthday. I'm actually
going to be... You want to be at home for Sunday?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be at home for my birthday. What the hell?
What about the day after your birthday?
The 5th?
Yeah. Or the 6th?
6th, maybe.
6th. Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's go to 6th until the 11th or something.
Yeah.
Well, 6 days.
Lovely.
Love.
Can't wait.
Yeah, because I've been too wholesome the last... 3 times
a week. Yeah, you need a bit of feral in your life. What's going on?
I've been too wholesome lately.
You really have.
I've gone feral this weekend.
Are you?
Well, yeah, only Sunday.
Okay, Sunday can we go feral?
And I'm performing along too, so I can't even be that drunk. I'm going to have 10 shots of tequila waiting for me.
Lovely. I'll be there with the platter just waiting.
Yeah. So I need a lot of drink after that, but I just want... And then I want to go out afterwards, but I'm going to be dead because I'm
on
going
Sunday?
To Taylor Swift Friday, Saturday. And Longitude Saturday, Sunday. But I'd like to go out afterwards. We always end up going.
You should wear earplugs this weekend.
Why? For my ears?
Yeah. It's a lot of noise the whole weekend for you. A lot.
True.
Don't want you having a headache on Monday.
You will. I can't miss a bar of Taylor Swift.
Are you going for the whole thing?
Yeah.
Who's her support act?
Paramore.
Oh!
Yeah.
I used to love Paramore when I was going through my rock chick
phase. What's that song again?
I should be over all the butterflies. I'm in. See, yeah.
No, the other one. Kira kept making. Oh, what the pretend by? Kira kept requesting it.
And, used to love them.
No, she wasn't requesting. She kept dancing to it in Nashville the whole time. But no, Ibiza was really wholesome, and I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just nice to relax.
Yeah.
And Dan was still home.
Yeah.
Don't know where.
Any goss on that now? Come on. Do you want to fill the people in on that? Because I've seen a few TikToks going around that they're making of him.
I was getting into his head. No, he's still doesn't. We don't really know what's going on. I know as much as everyone else.
Do you? Yeah. Mm. He doesn't. Does he even know?
But he's doing his pre-season training now by himself.
Okay. So does that just mean that when wherever he does go, he'll be prepared?
Yeah.
Is that what that?
Yeah, he'll be fit. Like, okay. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been fit.
No.
That man's meeting rings around himself.
Good on you, Daniel.
Just has been walking around the golf course. He's used to running so much. But no, he'll be fine.
So Dano could potentially be living with you this year?
Oh no. Well, I don't know. I don't know. There's a chance, but I don't think it's that high of a chance.
No, isn't it?
But also, I don't think I could live with him in that one bed, apparently.
could you end up moving with Dano?
I don't think I'd move full time anyway.
Okay.
I think I'd just do I'd keep the apartment here.
Here and there.
And be there as well. But go for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully wherever it is, if it is somewhere else.
They have good shopping
stuff.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Good airports, because it's flights that aren't just fucking once a day, because East Midlands is once a day.
Oh.
Whereas if it was, say, London or something, there's 8 flights a day. So you can just nip over and back. Mm. And the public transport's so good, whereas Lincoln was just...
No.
Not good.
Jano's home anyway with his little rail in the corner of your apartment.
I know, he has his own rail, guys. I had to get one from Amazon.
He's too
No
cute.
Space for him. Oh. I need to move it for pre-drinks, man. Can't have the clothes rail in the middle of pre-drinks.
Yeah, no. No. Well, I'll be trying on Donna's clothes before we go.
I know, yeah. I'll end up wearing them. This week on our episode, we want to talk about how to break up with someone. And breakups in general, but not as in like in a general space, not us, our particular breakup.
Yeah.
I know, our breakups as a whole, kind of, I'll be touching on some of them.
Yeah.
But breaking up with someone, I feel like, is very hard. I feel like men don't find it hard, though.
But don't a lot of people say that, like, after a breakup, whether it is the man or the woman breaking up or whatever way it works, don't the fellas take it easier at the start and then they come back around? Whereas the girl is the opposite. It hits the girl so hard, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
And then she kind of ends
we
up
We, like, will process the emotion.
Is that what it is?
And then be fine. They don't process it until they have to process it.
Okay.
Until they're like, shit, I miss her.
Just want her back.
Just want her back.
Oh, God.
How many times have you broken up with someone?
Probably never.
Have you? I've only once when it was, well, we're back together now, so we can.
Yeah, no. Once. Yeah, probably once.
Yeah. Did you consider it, or was it like an in-the-moment thing? Or were you thinking about it for ages? No. Like, I feel like boys sometimes will just do it. They don't even think about it. Whereas yeah, I'm
breaking up with you.
I was losing sleep for months.
I'm trying to think of the... No, that was kind of like an on and off thing.
I had to
thing.
Go to therapy. I was like, I think I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know.
Oh, stop it.
Men are just like, yeah, I don't want to wear.
I went to therapy once after a breakup.
After? Yeah.
Mm. Once. Needed that.
Yeah.
Big time.
A lot of emotions in a breakup.
Yeah.
Weird. Breakups are mad, like, because you never have that relationship with anyone else. I know you have friendship breakups sometimes, but, like, it's not the same.
No.
It's so intimate. Like, you're not intimate with anyone else.
Your
like
mates,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times it is, like you said earlier, a lot of the times it is missing the person. Not necessarily missing the actual relationship you've had.
Or the routine of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I missed the routine.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
The most.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing...
If you had like a certain thing you do together.
Yeah, or like...
A holiday.
Just having someone there, kind of. I think that hits me the most. Not even... Because every relationship comes with its ups and downs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... It's easier to miss the routine and the person than it is the up and down emotions.
True.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like... It's a habit. It's like if you stop doing something every day... Say we went to the gym every day and you stopped doing it.
I was going
to
say vaping.
Vaping, yeah. Well, I was going to say, I don't think you'd miss the gym either, really. So maybe
I'd miss my vape terribly.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Breakups are shit.
They are bad.
Is there one that stands out in your head, like, that you think
was bad?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I never let people break up with me. Like, they always try, and I'm like,
yeah.
Please.
You're like, you mess up.
I think my worst is my first. Yeah, I'd be like, it's more
of a good one.
Like, it's fine.
See you later.
But like, it would always come from a place of like, we'd just be fighting all the time. Okay. And I'm not a very argumentative person.
You're not, so I can't really imagine you fight. Like,
yeah, I don't know what's supposed to be. I think I was just with the wrong people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or else I'm just like that in a relationship and Dano's the only one that can
handle you.
Yeah. Me and Dano's are really good since getting back together. Like, just not.
You just don't fight. Much.
We or do you? Sometimes, but we can like
air it out.
Yeah, I used to be quite like, if I'd hold a grudge, I wouldn't be able to like be back normal straight away. But now I'm just like, oh, do you know what? I'm not trying to be
annoyed.
Like, yeah,
sorry.
This morning in the car, he was like, he beefed at someone to let them to make them go, and I was like, no, they can't even go. And he's like, yeah, they can. It's an orange light. And then he's like, you're always giving out to me in the car. I was like, yeah. And then we just didn't talk for 2 minutes. I was like, oh, sorry. And then it was fine.
And then it was just over.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think I'm just not arsed. Like.
Mm.
And then do you ever see a TikTok? It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And they're like this, two in different poses. And it's like when we're fighting, and we say we're going to break up, but we know we're soulmates or something.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes me and Donna would be like, I'm done and all. And I'm like, we're just getting like fire.
We're going nowhere.
We're don't know. We're not doing the dishes. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know.
The dramatic. But then it's just over. Like, but we do have to.
But that's good though that you can quickly come back around. Yeah.
We just like
because I think
they were both quite dramatic in a fight as well.
I think it'd be more concerning if the two of you were like, we never, ever, ever fight.
No, no, no.
To never fight with someone, it, definitely that's unhealthy, I
bicker,
think.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You need to have a bicker and an argument. Yeah. Someone who's able for you to, like...
Yeah.
Like, I need someone that's, like...
A little bit challenging.
Yeah, if I'm giving out, I don't want someone to be like, oh, it's okay, like, I'm like, no, give me something back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I think Dan, I used to be like that before I broke up, and now he's a bit more, like, sassy.
Sassy
man. Sassy Manny.
Sassy Manny. That's his new name now.
But I've never actually told this story on the podcast, but I need to tell you about... Well, I told you on the live show.
Yeah.
And we had the live show, but I was actually probably drunk then. So basically, when I was broken up with before, we broke up a few times. So me and this person used to always break up every 2 seconds. Like, there was one time we were at a festival together and we had a huge fight. I can't remember. I think it was because I didn't... He was texting me and I was like, having too much fun with my friends. I just didn't want to meet up. And I was like, didn't see your text. Like, my full-on boyfriend. Like, and then he was going mad that we spent no time together the whole weekend. I was like, okay. And then we broke up with me there. And he was like, have a nice life. And I was like, scream. I don't know yet if at that point I was numb to it. Because, like, at the start, I'd be crying every time I broke up with me. And then at the end, I was like, laughing every time. Like, girls broke up with me again. Because he used to always do it. Like,
yeah.
But anyway... Later on that night, then I said to my friends, we're like getting Chinese together, and he just said, have a nice life. Like, but anyway, then this time he broke up with me and I was like, okay, this is actually serious. He hasn't talked to me in a while. Like, he's not coming over. Like, he won't let me see him. Blah, blah, blah. I couldn't, like, fix it. I was like, shit, this might actually be it. But we had a holiday to Paris booked. He booked for me and I was like, fuck me, I'm getting this holiday to Paris, don't care. And I was like, how can I, like... want to go? He's like, no, we're not going. I was like, no, come on, we'll just go, like, as friends, as if, like, I was like, I'm gonna have to try do something to entice him to want to come. So I said, right, Grant, I'll make a template of booking.com.
So how you even knew how to do this, I really don't know.
Copy and paste, but it was really good.
Was it?
Because I've got a few emails off them before, so I just edited it to what I needed it to be.
Okay.
So anyway, booking.com.
Like with the blue banner and all? Like.
Blue banner and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really need to find that email because I sent it to myself. Let me see if I can... I'm trying to try something else. I've always typed one thing, but I'm going to see if I try something else.
If you just type in Paris, would it come up? If you find that email, I will lose my marbles.
No, it's not. It's just emails from the two of us here. Okay. So anyway... Then I was like, right, okay, I'll make that email and I'll pretend that we're after getting an upgrade because who could say no to an upgrade? As if that was going to convince that man to go still go to Paris with me. Like, and I made this fake email address for the hotel, like, which probably in hindsight is
illegal.
Is it? Yeah, it's impersonating a hotel.
Counterfeit, like, is that what it is?
But, like, if we had a went, they would have been like, I would have to tell them that it wasn't real. Don't say it to them. Like, imagine he was like, yeah, we got to tell we're getting an upgrade. Then that would be a scam. But, like, I actually...
You would have had to admit to him that you... Did that.
But I was full on, like, that's how crazy I was at the time that I was, like, okay with that. I was like, once I get him into the country, he can't leave anyway.
You just kidnapped him to Paris.
Yeah, basically. No, he can never leave me. And then, actually, my other ex, we went to Paris, broken up too.
It's Paris first. But that didn't. Talked about it before.
But we were broken up already. And I was like, oh, come on, we just still go. Like, apparently, I think Paris fixes everything. It doesn't.
Does the opposite.
So I made the fake email address, made the fake booking.com email. I actually tried to find it. It was... perfect. It was literally like the best thing ever, but he never actually replied to it and never said it to me or anything. So
did he cop it was fake and it's just like, I'm not falling for
it
that, like,
really real.
Did it?
He never even wrote back to be like, I'm not going.
What did the time just the date just came and went, like,
yeah, I don't know if it was booked on his card or not. Yeah, but then I was like, okay. So I was clinging on to this trip to Paris. I was like, okay, clearly if we go on this, we'll be fine. But then when that was gone, I kind of accepted then that the relationship was over. I was like, it must be actually done by now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So he sad. Potentially could owe you money for the Paris trip.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'll send him an invoice.
Go back onto him now. Yeah. Remember that holiday all those years ago?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
So tragic. But I think once you get over your first heartbreak, nothing ever feels as bad. And I think it's because your first heartbreak, I was, like, convinced people were lying to me saying that I'd feel better because I was like, this will never go away. Like, I feel like I'm going to die. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt.
Mm.
I felt like I couldn't even eat. I was like this.
Were you?
Then I break up with me again, please.
Yeah.
I was like a stick.
Like
didn't eat one thing. I just couldn't. I had no appetite. All I'd eat was spice bags.
Oh, it's a bit mean.
Like once every fucking
4 days.
Yeah, probably.
God love you.
Like split it in quarters.
But why is it that you think your first love or your first breakup is so intense? Is it because it's the first time you're feeling that?
Yeah, like, I think so. Because the second time, at least you know you'll feel better because you did the first time.
Yeah.
Whereas the first time, I was convinced I was depressed, like for life, not going to ever feel happiness again.
You're literally like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think, I'm never ever going to find a man again.
It sounds so dramatic, but that's how I felt. And like in that moment, no one can tell you different. Like, but then after a few months, you're like, oh.
That was embarrassing.
Sorry, guys. It's a little bit traumatic, but like, it is sad. Like,
yeah.
Especially when you do see, at the time, see yourself with that person.
Mm.
But a lot of times, it's for the better.
Oh, definitely.
Can you remember your worst? Is there any like dramatic actual breakups, like at the time, like screaming matches in public or like worst breakup style, like text?
I got broken up by text last year. Like, what?
Oh shit, yeah.
Last year.
Oh, shit.
The age of me, like, what?
Yeah, I think that's mean when people do that. Have a bit of fucking cojones.
But then also on the other hand, I think, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, that was
hard not to do over texting.
Yeah, that was hard not to do over text. And also, I think if sometimes, I think he saw it coming before I did, definitely.
Yeah.
And also, I think if we did plan to meet up, I think I would have imagined it was going to go different. Like, so maybe it was
maybe
it was for the better that it was over text.
You would have thought it was safe.
And see, he was looking after me in the end.
No. He always cares.
No, yeah, yeah. I think it's always been text. I don't think I've ever broken up with somebody face to face.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Mine's all been face to face. I'm like, I need closure.
No.
Closure.
Well, I get broken up with.
AKA, I can convince you if I see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I cry.
See, I'm going to just brainwash you and make you stay with me. Like,
oh my God, I sound really crazy.
What's wrong with us? No, I just.
But I was young. I was young.
No, a lot of mine are text.
Yeah.
Like, I've had fights, arguments in Stormdale houses and gone home and then been texting and been like, no, done.
Yeah. That's fair, because you don't really want to fucking...
No, I don't fucking want to be there. Yeah.
Can you... I always sometimes lie awake and think of the stories that men that I've been with tell about me.
About now? Yeah, I'd love to, like...
What did I do?
Yeah, I'd love to...
How crazy was
be
that?
Be a fly on the wall and just overhear if someone asked them, so what was she like?
Actually, I would probably not like that.
Yeah, I'd probably be roaring crying, but, like, I'd also want to know what they'd say.
Yeah.
Maybe actually for the mentee B.
Yeah, maybe for the mentee H, that might not be good.
Oh, God, I take it back.
I feel like if... I don't know, it depends on the person. Because I've spoken to one of them before, and we've actually kind of cleared up that like we're both young and fucking stupid. Mm. And I was like, it's pretty good, because I thought he would have been like, she's a fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah, I don't think...
Some people just like, we butt heads. It was like everything that could be butt heads on with butt heads on.
Mm.
The whole time. And then there's just fucking plain bastards. And then, I actually was looking back my texts with like a while ago with someone. I wasn't even with them, but they ended things with me. And I was so, which was uncharacteristically, I was like, this time I'm going to try something different. I was so cool with them. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Cool. Like, no props. I understand. Like, he was like, what's going on in his life, whatever. And then we got back seeing each other then because he just never ended the conversation after that. It was like, he was like, what the fuck, she, like, isn't crying over me. Do you get me?
Oh.
So that's it. Well,
is that a bit of reverse psychology going on?
Maybe, I think so. Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were just like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Grand.
Yeah. I think I was really aware of, like, I wasn't fully with them. And I was like,
I'm not going to be roaring crying over someone I'm not really with.
Like, and I'm not like going to let this man screenshot my messages and embarrass me.
Yeah.
And have me begging for him back when I don't even like, I think I kind of put him in a high regard that way. Like, I was like, I kind of care what you thought.
Okay.
More so, whereas my fucking ex, I didn't really care.
Mm.
Like, you've seen all sides of me by now.
Yeah. At that point.
Yeah.
We also asked some of our followers on Instagram at Home I Drink Pod.
Mm-hmm.
What the worst ways that they've been broken up with, and here's what some of them have said.
Yes, I'm scared.
So am I. He's going to piss me off, probably.
Someone said he asked me to pick him up, picked him up. We parked outside his house. He finished with me and let me drive home alone in tatters. This was after a 7-year relationship, completely out of the blue, and refused to give me a reason why.
Red flag number one, he asked you to pick him up. Sorry,
is half of it in decency.
Does that mean he asked you to pick him up?
No.
No.
Fucking bastards.
Like, shit like that, I wonder, like, did he just wake up that day and say, I don't love her anymore? Can that happen? That terrifies me.
I don't know. I don't think it can happen overnight. No. I think people can ignore their feelings and it comes up one day, but I don't think it can ever
just randomly
feel one way one day and completely different than
yeah.
I don't think.
Like, something's had to have been going on there or something. Yeah. He texted me while I was on a college trip a week after Valentine's Day. Cunt.
Not the college trip.
Oh. Do you think they wait and decide when they think a good time is?
Well, that man didn't, surely.
The college trip.
But yeah, I feel like they might try. But then do you ever hear people like in really sticky situations where someone's just like passed away or like someone like is sick in their life, but then the person doesn't want to be with them and you're like, you obviously would stay with them for longer, like, but it's just so tough, like.
That'd nearly be worse, like you're just staying with them.
Because you feel
bad.
Like you can't leave. Yeah. My ex told me how he'd broken up with his previous girlfriend and throw her stuff into bags and left it outside his house. 2 years into our relationship, he did the same thing to me from the house that we share with his father and wouldn't ever let me see our cat we shared together. Screw him. He just wanted to see my poor meow meow. This man was also 4 years older than me. Frontal lobe definitely didn't arrive yet. Wow.
I think that's a bit dramatic now, all the stuff in the bags and all.
Very dramatic.
Have you ever done anything like that? I've given shit back to people, but like, just because, or else I've just thrown it away myself. Like, they weren't even worth the giving your stuff back to, just throwing them out.
I think I've given everything back. Most of it.
Yeah,
I have, I think. And then, sometimes I'd be like, hold on to stuff to be like, I forgot to give you this one, just like meet up with them again and hope that maybe they change their mind. Why was I trying to be with these people? They're tragic. Oh, do you know, I left a bag of stuff in my porch one time because I just didn't want to even see them. Mm. Like, do you know what? Take it. And I put on top of it. Did I say it on podcast before?
No, I don't think
Have
so.
Have I never?
Yeah, say it. I don't think you ever did, though.
So while I was packing up stuff, I found a pair of dirty boxers. And I folded them so you could see the dirt. And I placed them on top of the bag.
By dirt, you mean the man, skid mark.
Skid mark.
Oh.
And on top of that, I placed a toothbrush. Because the man never brushed his teeth. So I done a not so subtle hint.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your fucking teeth and tongue.
Yeah.
I showed that man how to floss. And a big chunk of tooth junk came out of his...
Tooth junk
came out of his... came out.
Did he ever say anything about the shitty boxers?
Yeah, he was just like playing off as like, that's really normal. Do you ever have a skid mark? In your life?
Probably, like a few.
Yeah, it is fine. But it's all, you just don't want to see it.
Yeah. Is it one of those things that like everybody knows?
Okay. Everyone has I'm sorry, don't listen. Everyone's had a skid mark.
Okay, yeah, okay.
My IBS girls.
Yeah, it's just more of like,
it doesn't mean it also,
you don't want
to
see someone else.
It doesn't mean that you don't wipe your bum properly, apparently.
What does it mean?
I've seen someone the other day that like...
Then again, think about a G-string. Like, think about a tong.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Up your anus.
Yeah.
We're disgusting, but I love it so much. Sorry.
No, but everyone's had skid mark, but still, I'm sorry. I don't want to see yours. Don't leave your skid mark boxes in my house.
At least take them
home. At least take it home. Put it in the bin.
Yeah.
Stuff it in your pocket if you don't have a bag.
Do something with it.
Do something. Don't you dare leave your skid mark boxer on my floor. You dirty dog. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
And the toothbrush on top.
Oh, that was a good touch. I like that one. Well done.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
When I was 15, a guy broke up with me because he said I looked funny at him when he was eating a burger.
Oh.
Oh, God love him.
Oh.
And God love you.
When you're 15, it'll be like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, actually, one time when I was... I've had a few relationships that, like, when I was in school, but they're not even real. But I got with this guy on a Friday. In school, like, someone was like, do you want to get with him? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, as in, be together. Like,
yeah, sure.
We never even kissed, told, nothing. He was like, do you want to be with him? I was like, yeah. grand. And then I just felt real sick over the weekend. I was like, I don't actually want to be one. I broke up on Monday.
The fact it physically made you sick.
I felt so sick.
Like, Darren, do you ever just feel real sick?
Yeah, do you ever, I did. I was like, what have I done? And also, I used to, like, do you ever get when you're younger that the thought of your mom, dad knowing that you're like, have a boyfriend or it makes you feel so sick? Like, when you're really young, I couldn't handle that, the thought of that.
What's this one? Tried to break up with my ex of 2 years when I was 19. I'm 25 now. We were in his car. He told me if I broke up with him and ended it, he would drive the car into a wall and crash the car with both of us in it. I'm not laughing because this is funny. I'm laughing because this is chaotic. Funny story is I went home a year ago and he asked me for a kiss on a night out and I told me to cheat on my current amazing boyfriend for him. Bro is delulu.
See ya.
What?
My God, guys, when I say I wouldn't let people break up with me, I didn't do things like that. I just was like, please, 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 please.
What?
My God.
I'm gonna crash the car into the wall out of here.
Oh my, that is like psycho shit.
No.
Ex of 3.5 years broke up with me 5 days before the leaving cert started. Mine broke up with me, I think, like a month before, which wasn't that bad, but still.
Your mind be in overdrive sitting the old LC after getting broke up.
And when you're fucking
with.
Not eating, all like that's not.
No.
Yeah.
One of my friends had broken up with her boyfriend of nearly 2 years over text. Due to her waking up one morning and finding out that he had went on a lad's holiday to France on the slopes and didn't tell her. His excuse was that he had told her, and I sent you a TikTok about it. The relationship was very toxic, but this was the last straw.
What? Wait. Oh my God.
He just
appeared in France.
I sent you a TikTok about it. Did you not know I was gone?
As if that's him telling her, like, please. My ex cheated and then the girl sent me a video of them in bed and said, he's mine now, bitch. Christ on a bike.
Ah, it's heavy tack now.
That is fucking crazy.
Blocked me after an argument about being out drinking with my friends and accused me of lying and being with guys. I felt it was a guilty conscience, so guessed his password to his socials, found out he cheated multiple times over 5 years, took screenshots of the combos and sent them to his mom and brother and blocked him off everything. 5 years of toxicity taught me better and now I couldn't be happier with my new boyfriend.
Aww, slay. Love. Slay for you doing that and sending to his mom and brother.
That's also such a good thing of if you get screenshots, send them to yourself or use your phone and take
pictures of
yeah. I took so one big long video.
Yeah, so then you can just use the video and you can also screenshot.
Just, and then I'll, excuse me. And then I'll, oh my God.
I'm a bit like that today too. I like,
I think mine's just the vapes.
Oh.
Yeah, if you take one big long video, you can just scroll and pause.
Yeah.
And
you can okay. have it all. It is, yeah.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite boss bitch vibes today.
Yes.
So that's how not to break up with people. But let's talk about how you do break up with someone. So with Dano, I actually broke up with him. And the way I did it was in person. He was living with me at the time. We first went on a break. And then I just was like, I don't want to get back together.
Can you imagine yourself saying that to him now?
No, it's mad. But I just feel like we're very different people now and like it's a very different situation and like I still stand by him. Like all the problems that were existing then.
Don't know.
And like I still stand by like if I went back in time that I'd still do that.
Mm.
And we needed that.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. I think in an ideal world you stay with someone and that's it. But like a lot of people have texted me since being like we had the same thing. We're happy as ever. Like I just need that time apart.
Like if yous had stayed together then, do you think yous would be together now?
No, because and really? Then it would end for good. It wouldn't have got back together at all because it might have ended like in really toxic arguments and like bad kind of breakup, whereas like it was kind of good at the time. It wasn't like we didn't have bad blood or anything. It was just kind of...
Yeah, you started hating each other.
No, like, it was just like we were both just kind of drained, I think, and stuff as well. And I don't know in person. We met up a few times, like, to give him stuff, and, like, he kind of would want to talk and stuff quite a bit, and, like, I kind of think that's not
the best
good thing to do, because it kind of, especially for someone else like that, and I kind of, a few times, had to be like, no, because I feel like when you do say yeah to someone, because I've broken up so many times, so I feel like I know what makes people's hopes go up. Because if someone said yeah to me and opened me, I'd be like,
yes, I'm back in there.
Like, but it doesn't always happen. So I think that was good for me to be broken up so many times. I had good experience of what to do and what not to do.
Okay.
So we just were still like in contact the odd time, like really good terms, and yeah, it was just not. I think it was, I done it in like a sensitive way, and like not a.
You had both your best interests.
It wasn't. I was hard. You saw how upset I was. It was hard for me too. It wasn't like I was just like fuck you. Like I gave like my reasons. Like obviously we'd had that break. We'd been fighting. Like it was very clear of why it wasn't working. It was just draining at the time. So I think that it wasn't me waking up one day and be like,
I want to be single.
But I think it did take him a while to accept that it was like me when I got broken up. Yeah. To accept that it was real.
You can see though how you can think like if you are meeting up constantly and like yada yada, how you would get an idea.
Sometimes you end up, we never did, but like with exes and stuff, like if you meet up and you are the one wanting to get back with them, you might try kiss them or something.
Yeah.
Because I knew again that gets someone's hopes up, I was like, no,
can't do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. That's like the prime thing that's going to keep someone thinking that something could happen. So don't do that. So Secrets from the Stalls is where we give you advice of some dilemmas that you send in. These can be about boys, girls, friends,
life,
family, everything.
Guys, wedding season is coming. Please can someone send me in a wedding dilemma?
Oh, yeah.
I see them all over TikTok all the time.
No.
Like, oh.
Weddings apparently is when you realise like who your friends are.
Oh yeah, I love juicy wedding drama.
Same.
I don't like, I've never been in, I swear I go to loads of weddings, but like I love
watching them. Yeah, I know.
I watch them on TikTok, I always imagine myself being in them.
So if anyone
has any wedding dilemmas,
send them in. Love. Mm-hmm. We should do a wedding episode.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Ask the girls to come in.
Yeah, the engaged girls. Yeah. So because we took a break, we are going to start fresh with our dilemmas. When do we take a break? Back a few months now.
Yeah,
we're on start fresh anyway. So if you have one that you sent in before, please resend it. We have an answer already, and we've got a brand new if you've got a brand new dilemma as well, send it to our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. This is our dilemma. So hey girls, I love the pod and loving the energy since you came back from the break. Oh,
what a beautiful thing.
So
to
nice
say. Refreshed.
Oh, thank you. So my dilemma is, I met up with this guy from a dating app, which I've never done before, and I've never been in a relationship before. I'm 22 for context, but we just clicked so fast. I've never talked to someone that has so many similarities to me. For when we met up, we just clicked as we did over text. However, I felt like he was rushing to bring me back to his place, and it was only our first day meeting in person. I told him before we met not to expect anything because I'm not just that kind of girl. But we went to his because I thought he wouldn't expect anything, but he was being quite touchy when I kissed him. I kept telling him I don't want anything to do anything just yet, when he did, which he did respect, but kept trying to every time we kissed. What the fuck? I asked him how many girls he's brought back to his house, and he said 7. He's been living there for 3 years. When I was home, he texted me saying he was embarrassed that he kept trying and that he just wants so much more from me, not just sex. So I guess I just want your opinion on if you think this is a red flag. I've never had such deep chats with a guy. We both have the same outlook on our futures, but that happening has made me overthink everything. Why was he saying he just respected, but then
kept trying? I do think it's hard to like to not see that being a red flag, especially when she's had such like deep chats and they really clicked after the first day. You'd nearly be like, why
did you have to
you don't want it to be that, like,
do you ever want to be with someone who's made you feel in any way uncomfortable, especially in that sense? Like,
yeah. Like, nothing wrong going back after the first date. Like,
No.
Nothing wrong with sex the first date, all that jazz. But the fact that you told him, like, come here, I don't want to do anything, and he kept trying, I don't really like that.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's something you could look past? Like, the fact he's also acknowledged it as well, though, and said, like, he is embarrassed. Like, I don't know. Like, is it something you think you could overlook because you do think you get along really well with him? Or will you just feel icky?
Icky, I know. Yeah. I don't know. Because it did make you feel uncomfortable, but you really do like him then as well. I don't like the way you said, yeah, I respect that, but then still try it. Like, don't say one thing and do the other.
Like what?
I think, oh, I don't know.
This is hard.
I think if you're writing as a podcast and you're wondering, is it a red flag? Then it's a red flag.
Then it's a red flag. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you know in your heart, I think it's made you feel a certain type of way. It's made you feel uncomfortable. Like, I wonder, could you have that conversation with him? Just be like, look, to be honest, that made me feel really uncomfortable. You said you'd respect it and you didn't.
Yeah. Kind of I really thing. Like it. I thought we got on great, but like, I told you that
yeah.
I don't want to do anything further, but you just
kept trying. Yeah. I would see that as a red flag. I'm not going to tell you what to do from now, as in like if you want to keep seeing him, if you want to go on a date with him, because that's up to you and how you feel, I think, with that. But I definitely think
it's a red flag.
For me, it's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
If you had to repeatedly tell someone that you're
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to
respect them.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't. I think you'll find someone else to have good chats with and
get along with.
There's other people out there who aren't going to make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I would say
red flag.
To steer clear. Yeah.
Moving on, we're going to do phone a friend. So this is another part of our dilemma segment every week. Phone a friend. We put a dilemma out on the Hold My Drink Instagram stories and we ask our followers their advice. I love this part because this is yous helping us too. It's not just
helping us to help yous.
Yeah, it's not just our advice or, getting you involved. So here is the dilemma. Hey girls, I seriously need some advice. I've broken up with my 7-year relationship. We've been together since I was 14 and he was 15. This was a really hard choice to make, but in the last couple of weeks and months, I've been unhappy with him. I found myself thinking of being single and what it would be like and have missed out on single life since the only person I've been with is my ex-boyfriend. We've broken up before when I was 16 and we got back together because we couldn't stand each other kissing other people. Everything is still high up in the air as my ex thinks getting back together and working on it together to make us happier is better than me working on my feelings myself. He really is probably the best boyfriend I could ever get as he cherishes the ground I walk on, but my head can't stop wondering and I'm not sure of my feelings for him anymore. I love him, but I'm not sure if I'm in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like my best friend and it's going to be so hard to shut him out of my life because I do miss him. I'm just wondering if you have any advice. Is this just a rough patch I'm going through in my relationship or is this a sign I need to be single and my relationship is over? Thanks, girls. Love ya. And here is what some of you guys have been saying.
Let's see. So, someone said, I think if you're doubting your feelings, there's a sign. That's a sign, but how long has she been feeling this way? If it's been over a long time, then she was right to break it off when they both need to experience new things and they were still babies getting together. If it's meant to be, they'd end up back together somehow, but for now, she needs to remember why she ended it and it's not fair on either of them.
Mm-hmm. Someone else said, I think this is a rough patch. Maybe take a break rather than a breakup.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is a breakup. Like, they're so young when they got together.
I know exactly where both of their minds are at.
Yeah.
Like, when you're that young and, like, you see yourself with that person for the rest of your life, like, and that's what your life is out to be.
Yeah, maybe it is that you do need to go, like, break up and see what else is out there.
Yeah, I really do. Because then you might to be.
You'll get. Yeah, I think so too. 100% work on it first. You can work. Can't work with him if you're unsure. Work on you first, sorry. Mm. Yeah, I think break up, work on you. See what else is out in the world. And then if you're still wanting to be with him.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's because that's all you know that you're like, oh, this is fine. But then if you went out, you'd be like,
whoa,
better. Or
that
nicer.
Was the bare minimum.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said, definitely just a phase. Work on yourself. Oh, sorry. You did that. Been in the exact same position. I was heartbroken. We took a few years apart and ended up back together happier than ever. It's good to find yourself first. If you're meant to be together, you'll end up back together. I hope this helps. Yeah, you can't give 100% to a relationship if you're not 100% with yourself.
I agree.
Definitely not.
Someone said, she is only 21, so young, and these feelings will only get stronger. I have a friend who had the same feelings but left it, and now at 32 is starting again, so listen to your gut.
Aww.
Yeah, because I think if you silence them feelings, if you're like, oh, just ignore them, like, they come up again later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can push them down for a while, but they will come
they
back
will
up.
Come back yeah. up. Yeah, 100%.
So I said, grass is greener where you water it. I love when people like get signs from things. Someone else said, it's a sign. You should never want to break from the person you are meant to end up with.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But you had a break.
Well, yeah, true.
So, like,
so hard. I know. There's so much conflicted stuff.
It really is.
Work on yourself for a while and reevaluate your feelings after a few months. Same thing happened to me and my long-term boyfriend. He was amazing. But when we tried to work on things together, we end up going around in circles, bickering and more like friends rather than a romantic relationship. I'm 3 months post-breakup and still really going through it. I'm still so in love with him, but I think in the long term it'll be for the best.
Guys, it's just such
life
a tough
is,
one.
I know.
Isn't it?
It is tough. I think...
work on yourself. No yeah. one's going to love you as much as you can love yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
You can send your dilemmas into howmydrink@growloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend specifically, put that in the subject line of the email. And yeah, we can answer your dilemmas on here. Peak and bleak of the week. We do one peak and one bleak of the week. So our best bits and our worst bits.
Mm-hmm.
What is your bad bit? We start with the negative.
The negative, my negative is really stupid and I just sound like a big moany bitch.
What is it?
Holy shit, the price of petrol. What in the world?
It's expensive.
What? I think there's a hole in my car. And also the...
Damn, my car like, eats it.
There's a...
breakfast lunch.
The gauge or the thing that says how many kilometres you've left.
Yeah.
Mine... I think it's the way you park. My dad has said the way you park. We got our driveway done and like... so the driveway kind of has a slope in it. And if like... if the car's
parked... affects your petrol.
Yeah, I think the way it's sitting in the tank, it can tell you you've more or less...
Oh.
Or does it sometimes that like Quiva drive? So Quiva's insured my car as well, so she'll drive it sometimes. And we were going around this big huge bend one day, like going out on the M50 or something, yeah. And this big thing flashed up being like coolant low.
Oh,
but then as soon as she came off the turn,
it was fine
because it flattened out. Obviously, like when the car's turn
moved, yeah. Look, it feels like it's low. It's probably a weight thing.
Mm.
That's mad.
Yeah, so my bleak is
petrol,
price of petrol. But I also don't understand those big signs going into petrol stations, so I've never bothered to learn what they mean either.
I think when they're lower, it's better. Well, no, it is, yeah. It is
obviously, they're both equal.
Obviously, yeah. Right. No, that's my remember one time they were like really low and there's queues outside petrol stations and all.
I think there was an Apple Green up in Malahide before and they were apparently giving away like, people were basically nothing, saying like, it was for nothing and there was queues to go and fill their cars.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like all over the country one day as well.
That's my bleak. What's your bleak?
My bleak is that I'm already sad for this week to be over. I feel like because it's going to be such a good week. Quiva's home.
It's in tomorrow morning, is it?
Yeah, yep. Tomorrow morning. Longitude, Taylor Swift. Like, I've been dying for Taylor Swift for the past year. So the fact that it's going to be over is my sad. But then my peak is that
Taylor Swift.
And I'm performing Longitude.
Woohoo!
Quiva's home. It's going to be a really good...
It's
I have a really,
a
really
week.
Busy week up until then.
Yeah.
So I just need to...
power through. You're
power
well
through,
able.
And then...
no better girl to do it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to just have a ball phone on DND.
Yeah, please.
Not actually. Like,
you deserve, you need... we need Feral weekend for sure.
Yeah, Feral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phone okay. Gone.
Woo. My...
peak.
Peaky. My peak is that it's my sister's birthday this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's my sweet sister's 30th. She's a big girl.
I thought you were going to say sweet 16 there when you said sweet.
Sweet 30th. So by the time this comes out, it'll already have been her birthday.
Yeah.
So I got her Moonpig card last night, one of the big large ones.
Aww.
And I just put...
like, pictures and stuff.
Yeah, on the front of it, I put like all nice pictures of just the two of us.
Yeah.
And then on the inside of it is just the fucking horrible ones
the
of all
feral.
Of us. Yeah, the rotten ones. But yeah, it's Sissy's 30th. Aww. Can't believe she's 30.
It's mad, isn't it, when you look at like... yeah.
I'm like, like her godmother was texting her being like, I can't believe I have a godchild who's 30. And she was like, I know, what the fuck.
We're fully adults.
Like, we really are.
I still don't feel it.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
And
a new era.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. Oh, and we got the bathroom done up at home and it's finished.
Gorgeous.
Thank God, because Jesus Christ.
Beautiful.
Love the lads that were in the house. Emmett and John. Boulibus. Great job by the two of yous.
With the noise.
Not even the noise, just feeling like... I had a shower in Quiva's room or in my mom's room.
You don't know where you are, kind of. Yeah.
That bathroom's my bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you want to see the drawers and all in it. Oh.
They look, it looks, and the mirror and all.
Yeah, I'm so excited to fill it. Fill all the drawers. I got rid of all jack shit. Sorry, Jack. Love you, bro. Oh. My mom's holding on to stuff for the... He's gone like eight months.
Yeah.
She brought me up to the bathroom before I left for... Was it Galway? I don't know. Or Ibiza or something. Mm. She was like, you need to get rid of... Remember that big cabinet I had in there?
Yeah.
Just full of products.
Yeah.
And I was like, mom, just fucked them all in the black bag. I was like...
Don't even show me them.
Yeah, I said, don't even show me. Yeah. That's Queen said to me. She goes, don't even look through them, Ellen, because if you look through them... You'll want like, to keep them. Yeah.
This and that. Yeah, yeah.
My mom does that. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but you, someone could have it. I'm like, yeah, mom. Well and good that someone can have it. But it's going to be sitting in a bag in the corner of my room for the next 6 months until you see this person that you want to give it to.
Yeah.
She was pulling out mad shit for Jack. I was like, mom, he's not going to remember what's even in there.
He's in Australia.
Yeah, please. But yeah, bathroom got done. So
that is a pee.
Loads of bathroom content incoming.
Bathroom transformation.
Yeah. No, I forgot to take a video of it before I got ripped out. I'm so sad. I think I have one in the phone, in my phone somewhere of like just when I cleaned it or something. I sent it in the family chat to be like, don't fucking mess it up.
Yeah.
So I think I have one somewhere, but.
Oh, no.
Beautiful new bathroom. Bathrooms are spenny.
Yeah.
What?
Houses are spenny. Everything in life is spenny.
But when you're doing something, you always find something else to do.
I know. Yeah.
There's always
and still hidden costs that you forget.
Yeah, but my mom always said that. She said when you eventually do buy a house, you will never ever stop doing that house up. You'll always find something to want to do. They have that house 30 years or whatever it is, and they're still finding things to do with it.
It's like when you fit, it's kind of like when you get surgery, like you fix something and you want something else.
You're like, ooh.
And it makes everything else look old when you get something new. Yeah. It's like, I know, it's hard.
Jack, I sent a video of it to Jack and he goes, it does, it looks like it doesn't really suit our house. I was like, all right, yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Tell my mum that, yeah.
That was our peak and bleaks. Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can go back and listen to our bonus episode from Monday, which is called How I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen to that one before a new one comes out next Monday. Don't forget, you can also watch us here on YouTube now with a full video being released every Thursday at 12.
I still forget
that it's...
That the cameras are there.
I know, so. I'm not just... Hi! Myself. So Thursday at 12, so episode is Wednesday at 12. Video Thursdays at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home I Drink podcast. And sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
it's
going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.